Now, the rest of the story. You know, sometimes it's easier when an old building is decaying, just tear it down, because renovation is often more than a battle with dust and rust. It's the challenges of repairing things once constructed by tools which are no longer in existence, by craftsmen whose trade secrets followed them to the grave. Kenneth Lynch & Sons, Incorporated is a world-famous construction company. Old Man Lynch is fond of recalling a renovation project back in 1928. He was a young man of 23, and the owners would not consider demolishing the old structure. Would young Lynch see what he could do to renovate it? Well, Ken took the job. There had been a surprising amount of damage to the 42-year-old building. Freak accidents as well, such as the day a dozen years previous when a nearby munitions plant blew up and sent shrapnel flying a half mile in all directions. Ken was not long into the renovation before he realized the full extent of its difficulty. Repairing modern construction was one thing, but this had been built by tradesmen of another century, using now extinct instruments. So Ken thought about it. One morning he was in the basement of the structure attempting to reset some heavy building anchors when he discovered several dusty wooden chests, great big chests. Eagerly, Ken opened them, and inside he found 35 tools, the likes of which he had never seen before. They were the tools which had been used in the original construction. 5-foot mallets, ball-shaped sledges, cross-pin hammers, exotic hinged anvils, tools which young Ken would not have known enough to reconstruct, and yet which now would prove invaluable in his renovation project. Because of this discovery, he finished his job in a fraction of the time that it would otherwise have taken, and when the ancient tools had done their work, Ken cleaned them, carefully replaced them in their wooden cases, and he left the cases where he'd found them, nestled in a corner of the basement. Shortly thereafter, the custodians, inspecting the project, saw those same wooden chests, and Ken was notified at once that his contract stated that the premises were to be left broom clean. Broom clean, that meant clean, no debris, no equipment, and no tools. Ken tried to explain that the tools really belonged there, that they'd been employed in the original construction by the original builders, that they might prove useful in the future. No matter, Ken was told, no matter, the boxes had to be taken away. And so they were, to Ken's workshop, and there they remained for 50 years. It took that long, more than 50 years, for Ken to convince the authorities that they had rejected not ordinary tools, but priceless historical artifacts, instruments once used in the esoteric art of repoussé, the craft of molding malleable metal sheets into various subtle shapes. At the urging of metalsmith Kenneth Lynch, those remarkable tools are now in a museum. They never did belong to him. He insists they are the property of the American people, as they have been since they were brought from Paris 100 years ago and placed in the basement of that structure which Ken repaired in 1928, the splendid skyscraper which we celebrate this day, the Statue of Liberty. And now you know the rest of the story.